A nonprofit California healthcare chain will pay more than $31.5 million to settle allegations that it overbilled Medi-Cal for drugs bought through a federal program. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. Authorities say Memorial Health Services didn't acknowledge any wrongdoing in agreeing to the payment, according to statements from the state attorney general's office and the U.S. attorney's office. On Monday, a judge preliminarily ordered California Governor Gavin Newsom to stop issuing directives related to the coronavirus that might interfere with state law. Sutter County Superior Court Judge Sarah Heckman tentatively ruled that one of the dozens of executive orders Newsom has issued oversteps his authority and was an unconstitutional exercise of legislative power. California police and merchants are preparing for Election Day unrest. Merchants are covering their doors and windows with plywood as police agencies promise a beefed-up presence on the street amid worries about the potential for demonstrations and violent responses to the general election. Up next, Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County Elections Office receiving 47,214 completed ballots as of Monday, more than half of the total number of ballots it mailed out to local registered voters, according to Lost Coast Outpost. About 86,000 ballots were mailed out early last month. Eureka PD responding to the area of J and 3rd Streets yesterday morning. The report of a man down on the sidewalk. They found a 48-year-old man with major injuries, the case being treated as a homicide. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.